The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Bye, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on till one today. 61 new cases of COVID were reported yesterday. 708 active cases on the island. We have 13 people in Nobles Hospital. Nobody's in ICU. 282 people waiting for the result of a test today, and 74 people booked in for a test. From the vaccination dashboard, the message is 67,434 first doses have been administered, 64,337 second doses have been administered, 10,422 boosters have been administered. That's the story. 142,251 total vaccinations have taken place, and there are 14,586 shots of vaccine in stock on the shelves at the DHSC. You heard it right. You heard it correctly. More delays on Douglas Promenade. That tram track, the joints, the points at Broadway. The finish date into the new year. This is Infrastructure Minister Tim Crookall. What's the problem?
Where they come into the side of the road from the middle of the prom, if you like, some of the actual points there are not quite right. So the rail regulator's seen that, and he said they need changing. So they've gone away to be done, and hopefully they'll be back in, I think, towards November the 22nd is the date I've been given, thereabouts at the moment.
You could understand people saying this isn't the first time rail tracks have been laid. Why couldn't they get it right?
I honestly don't know, John. Obviously, I've just taken over, but it should have been done right. You'd have thought it was right, but whether it's one of those, it's trial and error, I don't know, but it's just another, it's annoying, really annoying for everybody that, it's something else to hold the promenade scheme up. But, they've said they'll do it as soon as possible, and as soon as the points are back, the rails will go down, and then it's obviously got to be tested, and then they'll put the concrete around them and then just finish off to where they're supposed to finish off at the moment.
The members did squeeze, I think, January out of you, was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been speaking to the contractor. Marley said he would love to see it finished before Christmas, done before Christmas, the rails finished before Christmas, realistically. And, we have to be realistic. We probably will be into January.
You volunteered for this job, did you?
I did, yes, absolutely. The department, I've been there twice before in years gone by, and DOT and DOI as it was when it was changed, but I did. Somebody's got to do the job, and I have an interest in this sort of work, so yeah.
Between now and the last bit of work being done, you're going to face a lot of criticism in that chamber and Timble, aren't you?
Yes, probably. Every department takes criticism, but I mean, this is everything that DOI does is in the public eye, whether it be the ports, the roads, or whatever it is. But we're there to do a job, and we'll do it to the best of our ability. But I will stand and defend the department where I can.
Are you in favour of cutting the department into smaller chunks, more manageable chunks?
There are certain parts that look as though they will be coming out of the department, and that's down to council ministers determining that yet, but it looks as though some pieces will be coming out of the department.
So roads going into a single aspect, perhaps?
I wouldn't go that far yet. Roads have not been mentioned yet, so is that your idea, is it?
No, it was suggested to me, that's all. Roads is the one that pick up on.
Going back years, the department was to maintain the roads and the ports and all sorts, and that's where they started off, and it's just grown hugely since then. They're now running the airport, running the ports and things. We need to have a look at everything. They're doing harbours, they're doing housing and everything else. It's just huge, it's fast. So we need to look at the whole department and just see what we should and shouldn't be doing, give other bits to other departments.
That's Tim Crookall, MHK, Minister for Infrastructure, and that's what's happening on the promenade. The tram track points aren't quite right. Alistair's with us. Hello, Alistair.
Oh, hello, Andy, yes. I'm not surprised to hear this news at all about the promenade, but the one thing I would like to say is that I think it was last week that Duane Waterson made a plea for a public inquiry about the way that COVID has been handled. Personally, I don't think there's any need for a public inquiry on COVID. But I do think there is a definite need for a public inquiry regarding the promenade. As far as I'm concerned, the horse trams have been a problem on the promenade right from the day that the inspector was here for 3 days. And it was pretty obvious to me that that inspector had a big, big question mark about these horse trams. And I feel there should be a public inquiry definitely conducted regarding the promenade.
When you said he spotted there was a problem, what with the tram tracks?
Yes. It was a... I went to that inquiry for a day, and I went to ask a specific question. And the opportunity came up during the day for me to ask that question. And the question was, could anyone please confirm that the trams had been, the rails had been purchased in advance and were already in storage before the thing had planning permission. And there was utter silence in the room for about a minute. And then someone, I presume it could only have been the chief executive of that department, voiced up and said, yes, we can confirm that these were purchased because we got quite a good deal on them and that they could be used for the Manx Electric Railway if they were not required. Now, it's since I can't confirm this personally, but certainly it has been strongly rumoured that these rails would not have been fit for the Manx Electric Railway. So I think there needs to be a whole inquiry into the whole situation regarding the promenade. I really do.
Okay, and what do you think a public inquiry will actually do? I mean, in reality, well, what effect will it have?
Well, the first effect, it would iron out where all the problems were. And there's no doubt, in my opinion, that there's been problems that no one anticipated. And quite honestly, they should have been anticipated. There was quite substantial sums, I believe, laid out for consultants to actually design and carry out all the works. And we've ended up with a total disaster. And it is a total disaster. And the only way, you have to have a public inquiry so that the government and the whole of the island, the public, know fully what has happened. And it is absolutely necessary, not just for the promenade, but it's for the future of all these large government projects on the island. There has got to be more care taken. And a public inquiry, I think, would help not only for now, but for the future.
Okay. Just for the record, where do you stand on the future of the horse trams?
Well, I think they should be stopped where they are. That's always been my view.
Not go through to the sea terminal?
No. And I mean, if I did my way with them, to be honest, in the first place, I wouldn't have had them at all. Now, I know that's very, very controversial. I've got many reasons for that. But if we had to have them, I think it would have been a much better idea to find a place for them up in Ramsey. And then you could have had the Manx Electric Railway and the horse tram adventure. People would go up on the Manx Electric Railway to go on the horse trams at Ramsey. And that would have taken more people up there. That's just my own personal view.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thanks, Alistair.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling today. Your thoughts on the matter on 66 1368. Text 166177. Email studio@manxradio.com. The points have gone away to be fixed. on the tram tracks at the bottom of Broadway, and we're into the new year. We're into 2022. Anne just dropped me a note just to say, in terms of the rising COVID numbers and LFT positive reporting, there are people who are positive and not reporting to the government, which I think is selfish. Well, I think we all know that's going on, but you just wonder what the outcome is going to be. Pete's with us now. Hello, Pete.
Hello, good afternoon. This horse tram, now I have two locations I think it should be and would be very ideal for them.
Yeah.
And first one is the Marine Drive. It would make a lovely visitor, our local, you know, going along, viewing. It could go all the way to the Port Sadric Car Park and turn about. Yes?
Yeah, some fairly steep hills along there. I don't know whether the horses would cope with that.
No, it isn't. Well, they could have a motorised assistance bit on the hills, could they not? I don't remember it's hilly, to be honest, the last time I was out there.
Well, the last bit is from the bottom of Port Sodric up, it's fairly hilly.
No, no, I don't mean go down the bottom. You know where the car park is before you go down? There's a car park there at the top. You could turn round there. I don't even know if that car park's in use anymore.
Okay, and where else did you think, apart from Marine Drive?
Well, out at the Jerby, where the Transport Museum is. And to go around the Jerby track, or, you know, race course, etc., ideal. Flat as a fluke, you.
Well, that's certainly flat. Yeah, it's flatter, isn't it? Yeah.
And it blends in with the museum.
Okay, you so know, why do you think they shouldn't be on Douglas Prom?
Because this modern day and age, you know, it's they get in the way. Because they're a bit of a health and safety issue, aren't they? You know, anyone getting on and off them. So that's why. Modernisation, you sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome. Bye.
I'm going to talk to you. Thank you. Here's Howard now. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Andy. How's things? Just listen to Alistair there. He's quite right in there calling for a public inquiry. It's about time this sham was uncovered, because there's a lot of bits and pieces that's fitted into there that will never, unless you have an outside party, not the government looking at itself, an outside party given a full inquiry into what went on. And that's root and branch, the whole lot. Not only the company that's doing it, but the ministers, or previous ministers as they were, because there was two in the couple of short years that the promenade's been in being, the work down there. And we got our third minister now, and the job's still not finished. But we're saying about the horse trams. I know it's a personal belief, and I'm equally the same. This is the opposite. I like to see the horse trams on the promenade, and a lot of people do. Okay, we haven't got the tens of thousands of people that's coming here on the island for holidays, but that was always known, and it was established as the Douglas Bay Tramway. And the Douglas Corporation took it over and then passed it over to government. So it would be futile to put it anywhere else, as he suggested, put it up in Ramsey. Well, who in the name of God's going to go up to Ramsey to ride on a horse tram?
Well, there was, I'll give you one instance. There was a plan, whether it was notional or how far it got, but there was a plan to put a horse tram link between the end of the electric railway and Queen's Pier. And then put the little chugger up and down Queen's Pier. This is for railway enthusiasts, and they thought that that would work because getting from the end of the electric railway to the pier is a bit of a trek.
There was also a suggestion before they finished what we call the North Quay now, of running the horse trams down past, well, the sea terminal, down around Peveril Square and along to the steam railway.
Yeah, I remember that as well. I don't know whether that died a death because of the flooding down there.
Oh, well, they're building walls all over the place to stop that now. But having said that, the Douglas Bay Tramway was firmly established just for the promenade, and that's would undo everything that's been done for the heritage to move it to somewhere else. It's like, you know, put the TT course on some other part of the island, because, and that was suggested, Jeff Duke suggested that, to warp onto South Barua. course up there. But the tramway is firmly established over 100 years on Douglas Promenade, and that's where it should firmly stay. I know there are a lot of people object to it, and there's an equal amount say it should stay there, but it's part of our heritage.
And this is the point. This is the point, Howard. And it's at what point? And of course, there are people who don't believe in heritage and just want to move on. Everybody, lots of people, including lots of politicians, who know the cost of everything and sometimes the value of nothing.
Exactly.
And at what point do we say we are going to pay for this because it's part of our heritage? It's something that, as you say, that it wouldn't ever get through planning nowadays. Douglas Promenade wouldn't get through planning nowadays. Reclaiming land and putting, putting false roadways in. But we've got what we've got. And lots of people like it, and lots of it is very unique. And if you put everything we've got together, it is entirely unique. There's nowhere on the face of the earth that's got all our Victorian heritage, heritage railways, a horse tram and stuff like that. So at what point do we say we're going to hang on to this and we're going to fund it?
Well, where else in the world can you go from the south of the island by steam train, along a promenade for 3 miles by horse tram, and then up to the north of the island by electric railway, all in the one day if you wanted to? And there's nowhere else has that facility. You can go to museums. I can't remember what the name of it is now, but there is a museum that's got all the tram. In fact, there's one of the old Marine Drive trams there.
Yeah, it's Crich in Derbyshire.
The name just escaped me.
Yeah.
But you're only riding in museum facilities. Here, we've got 15 miles either end of a steam railway, electric railway, and in between, we got the Snaefell Mountain Railway, and that only took 6 months to build. They've taken, 3 years to put a few lines in on the promenade here, and still not completed. But there's nowhere else in the UK, and I would quite honestly say, in my own opinion, I don't think there's anywhere else in the world as a heritage and railways like we have.
Yeah.
So, one of the things I did here, and again, it's hearsay, but there's no smoke without fire. I know they bought the rails well before the promenade was passed, and they said it was a bargain. I think it was somewhere several million. But the units they used to tie them down with, they were insufficient. And when they made application to the company that manufactures, they said they're inundated with orders and they couldn't supply for at least another year. And that was 18 months ago. So this could be one of the problems where the lines are not getting extended because they can't fit them yet. They haven't got enough of the equipment. But they're going to have to shut the promenade again anyway, or lock promenade when they start to put the lines in because of the works facilities that's going to go where that soil is at the moment. So the car parking down there is going to be knocked in the head while they work there and put the tram lines in.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling today, Howard.
Okay. Thanks, then. Take care.
Good to talk to you on 661368. Email studio@manxradio.com. Text 166177. What do you think about this? 2022 promenade, 2022. The tram track points at Broadway aren't what they should be for some reason. Who knows? But they've been sent off to be repaired or put right, and they'll be coming back at the end of November. So the finish date is probably, well, of course, it's going to be into the new year, because how much is going to get done between the start of December and the new year? Well, there's all those Christmas parties to get in. Any thoughts on the matter? Now, what's the Chief Minister been saying about COVID? We've been wanting to know what the plan is for COVID and other respiratory viruses and stuff on the Isle of Man. The Chief Minister is next.
For your new bathroom, visit Qplus, the largest bathroom showroom on the island, with over 50 stunning displays from leading brands, including hundreds of bathroom fittings, tiles and flooring. Qplus provide free design and 4D virtual display, so you can really see how your new bespoke bathroom will look. Visit Snugborough Trading Estate or see online. Qplus. You imagine, we design.
Dear Santa, this Christmas I would like more customers and more sales, please. I have been very good.
There are more reliable ways to make sure your business gets what it needs this winter. At Manx Radio, we'll create tailor-made advertising solutions to get you the results you want over the festive season and into the new year. Call our friendly sales team now on 682620 and give your business a really happy Christmas and New Year with the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Can I have a new bike too?
No, buy your own.
Oh.
Don't miss this amazing new boiler offer from Manx Gas. Replace your old boiler with an ultra-efficient Valiant boiler, including 5 years free servicing and priority care, plus a 10-year manufacturer's warranty from just £39 a month with 5 years interest-free credit. For comfort and peace of mind, get a brand new boiler now from Manx Gas. Call 644444 for details or visit manxgas.com. Terms and conditions apply.
If your washing machine, cooker or fridge has broken down and you need a replacement fast, just call into Pascoe's of Tramode, where you'll find a wide range of electrical goods at great prices. If you see something on display at Pascoe's of Tramode, it's guaranteed to be in stock for you to take away straight away. Or if what you want isn't in store, talk to Pascoe's and we'll do what we can to get it for you. For superb service, excellent prices and great choice, visit the island's premier electrical appliance retailer, Pascoe's of Tramode.
This week on the Nation Station, you could be another big winner as we play Spooker Market Scream. We're giving away a ghoulish Hoptune hamper from ShopRite, full of fiendish decorations and tricky treats to make sure your Hoptune celebrations are a spooky spectacular. Each morning, we'll unleash the Daily Clue on our Facebook page, and all you have to do is text in throughout the day with your answer. And we'll do the draw for the hamper on Friday morning's breakfast show at 10 to 9. Spooker Market Scream with your Nation Station, Manx Radio and ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
It's almost 12:30. Eddie joins us now. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, mate. Just to let you know that there's a new Amazon con going on at the moment. They're phoning up and saying that there's an order being put on your account for over £1,000, and if you press 1, they'll sort it out for you.
Oh, I see. Have you had the phone call?
Yes.
What time? When was it?
Just about 20 minutes ago.
And presumably you just put the phone down?
Yes, of course.
Are you sure you've ordered nothing for £1,000 on Amazon? I don't know.
I wish.
Right. That's great, Eddie. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye, mate.
All right, just watch out. Thanks, Eddie. Just watch out. Keep them peeled. If anybody calls saying £1,000 order on Amazon, press 1, you will get deducted a lot more than £1,000 because you'll be directed to a premium rate phone line and you will pay a fortune. So don't do it if you get a phone call from anybody purporting to be Amazon. Do not answer. Even if you've ordered something worth £1,000, go to their chat room. They're always very quick on this. So what's the Chief Minister saying about the winter plan? What's the government's plan for the COVID situation? Alfred Cannon.
The situation as regards COVID-19 is clearly different to the position going into this winter as opposed to that last year. And our vaccination programme has significantly weakened the link between cases, hospitalisation and deaths. However, the combination of continued circulation of COVID-19 with rising rates of flu and other respiratory viruses may impact on the ability of the island to maintain business as usual across all aspects of the economy and, in particular, the delivery of health and social care. The objective of a winter plan will be to show how the island may need to react and use all available mitigations to keep infection levels at rates that do not place unsustainable pressure on essential services. The key elements of the plan will include the ongoing vaccination programmes for COVID-19 and flu, combined with encouraging adherence to the non-pharmaceutical interventions, hands, face, space and ventilation. Increasing the use of face coverings in crowded and enclosed spaces, for example public transport and shops, will be a priority for slowing transmission. Continued and regular use of LFDs will also be encouraged to enable identification of cases and measures to reduce onward spread, and importantly, can be an important element of helping people assess their own risk and that they may present to others. The impact of vaccination in breaking the link between infections and hospitalisation means that the community infection rates are not necessarily in isolation, a sensitive predictor of pressure on health and care services. Therefore, it is not possible to fix a set of thresholds that can determine further action being required as the situation is complex and multidimensional. Instead, DHSC and Manx Care have developed early warning indicators to identify building pressure on services from COVID-19 and other respiratory viruses, non-communicable disease demand pressures, and of course, staff absence. In the event of unsustainable pressure on health and care services being indicated, escalation of mitigation measures would need to be considered. It remains the hope that the impact of vaccination means that achieving control of rising rates should be possible through relatively small changes and mitigations without the need to apply mandatory measures or lockdowns. I would take this opportunity to once again to ask everybody who has been invited for a vaccination, either as a new cohort or as a booster, to please come forward to receive it. The winter plan, when developed, will be a public document so that people, businesses and other organisations can have clarity as to what the government proposes to consider further as the winter progresses. And I'm committed to sharing this within the next week or so with honourable members and, of course, the general public.
That's the situation from the words and from the voice and the mouth of the Chief Minister. That is the situation. Whether or not we're going to get a media briefing this week, we don't yet know. Of course, if there is a media briefing, you'll hear it live on Manx Radio. Howard's back. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Andy. No, just listened to, I think it was Eddie that was on about the scam phone call. Strange enough, I just received that after I come off the phone from talking to you. And it's exactly the same thing. I've just spent £1,000 and the usual sequence. But I was able to pick the number up that I come from. So if you want to make a note of that.
Okay, yeah, give us a shout. Yeah, what is it?
0154 88 58 332.
Okay, that's 0154 88 58 332.
Yeah, and with it having the old 154, anybody looking at it coming up on their phone would think it's a UK number. It might well be.
Yeah.
But they have this habit of poaching numbers and then giving you a false impression. But that's the number anyway, and I got exactly the same thing, so Eddie's right. Just avoid it like the plague.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Howard. Thanks for that tip-off as well. That number, if you see 0154 88 58 332, then just be suspicious of it. That's the number that's coming in for that Amazon scam at the moment for a £1,000 order. Just press here and guess what? We'll have some more of your money. This is a message in from Molly, it is. Molly just said, you were talking about TT Homestay the other day and it being open. What happens if you don't use the TT Homestay? Well, the TT Homestay scheme is official. It's the whole official thing. It's operated, I think it's Miquando operated, on behalf of the Department for Enterprise within government, because Enterprise run the TT. So it's Department of Enterprise, and basically you have to register for Homestay for TT 2022 and beyond. However, if you don't register for Homestay, you don't qualify for the Department for Enterprise's public liability insurance. If you don't register, you won't have access to the tax-free limit of £1,800, nor will you get the insurance. And basically, it is illegal. The department basically says it's illegal to provide accommodation to paying guests unless you're registered with Visit Isle of Man or you're registered on the Homestay scheme, which, of course, is only valid for TT, Grand Prix and Classic TT. So if you're providing accommodation for which you are receiving money, you have to be registered with Visit Isle of Man or the Homestay, or you're breaking the law. David now on Man in Line. Hi, David.
Hi, Andy. It's great to see you back, too.
Bless
Although
you.
I did have a word with Beth, but it wasn't as good as Tommy. Tommy tried to flatten it. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. You probably heard it anyway while you were ill. Listen, regarding the promenade and Mr. Krugel, who's now the minister, who I know quite well, I think Tim's quite right. It's no good saying we're going to have it done on this date, that date, and the other, till it's going to be finished. Now it's out in the open, it's going to be finished next year. We know that. And does it make any difference whether hopefully it'll be done before Easter, which would should be a target for completion and defects? But if I could say is, I don't know whether you've had an answer back for your inquiry into how many variations to the contract have happened. That's the be-all and end-all. Having a public inquiry or a political inquiry takes up time. We need to make a decision and say, okay, things have happened. People need to be honest and saying we've done things wrong or the contractors have not made. We're not into suing. Let's get that job finished and done for Easter and get away and then live with it. The tram track should go to the sea terminal. It should have been on single loops. I don't know why it came to twin tracks and then goes to a single track. It just seems silly to me. It should have been a couple of loops coming down the centre of the promenade there. And don't forget, we've still got to have traffic lights there. It's going to cost us, well, how much was that? Another 100,000? I can't remember what it is.
Goes on, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But to have these inquiries, it's all well and good with the general public out there. And we're paying for it as such in our taxes or whatever. We've got to have efficiencies in a department. So let's have this, if you want to call it an amnesty, from the DOI. Let the minister break up the department a little bit. As I've said before, should housing be there? Should waste management be there? There's other things. We'll talk about that on another day. And pull those out of the DOI. Let them concentrate on the things they need to do, is fix our roads, fix our pavements, and do those things that the population want.
Okay. All right. Thanks, David.
See you, boy. Bye.
All right. 22 minutes before one.
This is the Isle of Man talking. The Man in Line.
For your new bathroom, head to Peacetter, Harris Terrace, Douglas, or Spring Valley. In Peacetter's fully fitted showroom, you'll find the latest bathroom products and designs, from new contemporary styles to traditional Victorian tiles, wall and ceiling panels, accessories, and much more. With many ranges exclusive to Peacetter's, plus professional design advice from the experts, visit Peacetter Harris Terrace Douglas or Spring Valley.
You can get the best of everything, where the price is twice as nice.
When searching for a new job, you need to know it's going to be the right move for you. Talk to the experts at Orchard Recruitment, where we take the time to listen to your aspirations and ideal employer profile in order to match you with your perfect new role. Orchard place permanent, temporary and contract staff from entry-level positions right through to senior management and board level. Start talking to us about your future today. Visit orchardrecruitment.com. Orchard Recruitment, a refreshing change.
I am one call centre, the place to go. Great choice and prices so low. I am one call centre on the main road. Cars of every kind at prices that are hard to find. Visit on Facebook to see the range or call 611040. Great service choice and prices low. I am one call centre, the place to go.
70 million workdays lost. A cost of up to £99 billion to the UK economy. Can your business afford to ignore mental health? St John Ambulance have partnered with Mental Health First Aid England in a bid to transform workplace mental health and support staff. We are offering adult mental health first aid training courses to encourage early intervention, helping you recognise the signs and symptoms and guide a person to the right support. Call St John Ambulance on 674 387 today.
This weekend on Manx Radio, we have another huge giveaway. This time you can win £500 to spend in-store at Lifestyle Furniture on the Snugborough Trading Estate. To win, all you need to do is take part in our winning weekend wordplay, which is on all days Saturday and Sunday. Get your name in the draw and we'll announce the winner on Monday morning at 10 to 9. So join us this weekend to be a winner here with your Nation Station Manx Radio and Lifestyle Furniture. It's all your home's been waiting for.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Thanks for joining in. It's 19 minutes before one. There's fog on the mountain road. The Matrix signs at Sulby, Bagarrow, Hilbury and Ramsey are showing fog on the mountain road. And there's a gale out in the North Irish Sea at the moment, so much so that when the Ben McCree comes back from Heysham this afternoon, the evening sailing is subject to disruption or cancellation. We'll know by 5:30 this evening, so if you tune in to Update at 5:30, we'll know whether the 7:45 is going. Of course, if that doesn't go, the 0215 won't be coming back, which means all the associated trauma with that. No sandwiches, no newspapers, stuff like that. And tomorrow's 8:45 sailing from Douglas to Heysham, again, is subject to possible disruption or cancellation. And the reverse coming back at 2:15. So just be aware of that. Tonight's 7:45 and tomorrow morning's 8:45 sailings are subject to disruption or cancellation. A message in, by the way, everybody text me in, by the way, if you've had that Amazon call, tell me about it as well. I don't know whether you noticed, the number of registered unemployed on the Isle of Man has fallen by 520 in the space of a year. Figures for the last month show there are now 365 people registered unemployed on the Isle of Man, compared with 885 this time last year. Of those currently out of work, it's 236 male, 129 female. The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic are dwindling, of course. Since the previous labour market report in August, 30 of those people have found work. The unemployment rate is still 0.9%. In that time, 123 new jobs appeared on the market, meaning 1,218 job vacancies are on offer at the job centre as we enter the autumn months. By the end of the month, 847 remained. Of those, 55% of them were full-time positions, 45% part-time. The International Labour Organization, although isn't registered as such, says they reckon 810 people across the Isle of Man are currently unemployed. So 365 registered, but they reckon 810 people. So the situation, and of course this has a financial bearing on all of us, is certainly moving on. If the debacle that is the promenade is open-ended, then complete it with the link of rails to the sea terminal from Derby Castle and not revisit it later, says that correspondent. John, currently there are many visitors for the Transport Festival who should have access to the MER from the boat. Well, that's not a good look, is it? If you're coming for a Transport Festival and you remember the horse trams being there to take you to the MER and then they're not there, well, first impressions and all that. If the majority of us have been jabbed, why is the rate of increase in cases so high? The figures don't match up with my calculations per head of population, says Crystal. Hello, Crystal. Either the jabs are a waste of time and money, or is it that there are many more people on the Isle of Man living than we know about? Active cases, says Paul, of COVID on the Isle of Man, are 0.9% of the population. This is why people should stop panicking. It's not out of control. We're just trying to live with it. I think the M6 was built quicker than Douglas Promenade, says Bert. Well, a lot more people worked on it, let's be honest. When's the prom walkway getting done? This year or next, says Martin. And a message in regarding, this is the Goodyear, the Public Promenade Inquiry. There won't be one, says this correspondent, in case... Oh, I've lost the rest of it. I'm sorry about that. Sue said, vaccines are a must, but I have a query about the vaccinations. There seem to be a massive shortage of staff across a multitude of industries. The question is, how many of these vacant roles come from people who've not been vaccinated? I know a few people who've been told either get vaccinated or move on. I know others who've lost their jobs because they took their legal right not to be vaccinated. Does anybody know the figures in this regard? By the way, if you want that number, the scam number, by the way, look for 0154 885 8332. If you get a number from 0154 885 8332, and apparently there's another number which I'll get you as soon as I get. We don't want the tram tracks in Ramsey. thank you. You can keep them, says that anonymous correspondent on 808. I just want to say that I think the prom's looking excellent, says C. People need to remember it wasn't just about the new roads, but all the services. The horse trams do need to be completed to the sea terminal. That's a good point, well made, that probably most of the work, or most of the urgent work, was done under the surface of the promenade. So woe betide the first utility that has to dig the darn thing up again. A horse tram needs to be all the way to the sea terminal. I think it's criminal it's not there as well. And a message is putting the rails right through to connect it up and to put modern trams on. Keep the vintage stuff for weekends and heritage days. Make them very cheap to use and make public transport about moving the public, not making money. Well, apparently all the new tram tracks are future-proofed. You could run modern trams on them. What that says about how they've configured it is another matter, but the tram tracks aren't just, you know, they're not toy tram tracks, these are proper tram tracks. Those heritage trams weigh an awful lot, so they are future-proof for modern trams. How can they buy faulty points in the first place? Here's G on 313. A public inquiry would be a waste of money. The accountable parties are either gone or could retire. I don't know where you stand with a public inquiry. They always cost a lot of money. They're always done in public because it's a public inquiry, so they have to cater for the public. And these people, of course, they'd inevitably bring somebody from across on a fortune to chair the public inquiry. And where do you think that would actually get us? Of course, there's this new Auditor General that's supposed to be looking at what it's all about. The horse trams should go in a circle around Douglas Quay, joining up the electric railway to the steam railway. The electric tram should go all the way to the sea terminal. That's what you need to do, says that correspondent. A message in, get rid of the horse trams. A waste of money, they're always empty, says Dave. Yeah, that's true, Dave. That's true, Dave, but that's not really the point, is it? Okay? The fact that they're always empty, okay, it doesn't matter that they're nearly always empty. They're still there. Okay? Why should the taxpayers pay for Victorian stuff that makes no money, is empty, and it's a dead loss? People need to take their rose-tinted glasses off and look at the real world. Okay? But that's the point of Victorian heritage. Do we keep the... I mean, we could get rid of Victorian heritage tomorrow, just knock a lot of stuff down, but we never get it back. And all the people who come over for Victorian heritage would say, well, they've knocked it all down. Why should we bother to come anymore? I believe a delegation is going to the COP26 to discuss climate change. Do the Isle of Man government think they could influence a big issue like world climate change when they can't deliver an infrastructure project within a reasonable timescale? How long ago were the Laxey floods? And they're still building walls. I got an Amazon call 5 minutes ago, says Kath. And Judy said I had the Amazon call 5 minutes ago as well. And Margaret, thank you, Margaret and Colin. We got the Amazon call as well. It said there were what looked like a scam activity on your card, on your Amazon account, and asked you to press 1 for information and 2 to record it. So that's that situation. Just had the same call from Amazon 5 minutes ago, says Jill. And Howard's correct as well. The island is unique. The last DOI minister tried to make the prom bland. We've got a magnificent sweep of Victorian architecture of Douglas Bay, and it looked fantastic arriving by sea with the trams toing and froing. And then, of course, it was ripped up. And the festoon lights went as well, John. Said it before, while all of this work has been going on, the prompt, why wasn't the height of the beach reduced? Soon the storms will be with us and the proms are going to be flooded again, filling the tram tracks and gullies with what the DOI's idea is to build a wall. Oh, there's another number, by the way, for the Amazon scam. Apart from 01548858332, look for 01548 853 869. But remember, the scammers can change the number as they go along. But look for an 01548 number, possibly then starting with a number 8. 01548. So it looks like the Amazon scammers are trying the Isle of Man to say today just to make a few extra bob, and talking about fraudulent activity on your card, Amazon account and what have you. It is all a bunch of nonsense. Carol C. in Douglas said, just had that call as well. Just had the same call claiming to be from Amazon. Thank you, Wendy G. Nice to hear from you, Wendy. Good to talk to you as well. And also, remember the Isle of Man government has a cyber security office. If you want to report any suspicious emails, then you want to call 686060. The cyber security office will be happy to hear. Suspicious emails. This is about. Thank you, Peter, for that information. Just looked up the 0154 number on Wikipedia. It's definitely a scam number, along with 36 other numbers. So John in Farm Hill with that information. Here's a message in regarding the those unemployment numbers. Just saying, look, Andy, my thinking must be wrong. I don't see why the government and charities are jumping up and down with concern over financial help that low-income families will require. Why not encourage people to concentrate on how I'm going to help myself? Now, industries of the Isle of Man are crying out for labour. Have people ever considered getting two jobs? People used to do it years ago. The good times are over. Work, achieve, succeed. If there was an increase in the cost of living and no work available, then we would have big problems. But there is work available, says that correspondent. Here's Vernon with us on Man in Line today. Hello, Vernon.
Hi, Andy. Vernon here. I've had lots of people coming from Japan, not since COVID, but before that, the season before. We had virtually, I think it was a party of up to 14 to 15 per week for the summer season. And I also believe that Newmarket Holidays do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing is to keep the horse trams. I believe that the railway, that the tram lines down at the Broadway have been up and down about three times now already, just to put that S in the bend.
Vernon, do you think they mean what they say when they say they're going to put the tram tracks back to the sea terminal?
No, I don't. I don't think you'll get them as far as the sea terminal at all.
So why would they say that they are going to?
Well, just to keep everybody at peace, I suppose. I think it would be a great loss if we didn't have the horse trams going as far as there, quite honestly, because what I have done is to take people as far as the castellated lemon squeezer. They come off there, they have a little look around there, and then they're on the tram to Strathallan, and then the electric railway to Laxey, and then up to Snaefell, and the reverse, and then the steam train in the afternoon.
You see, a lot of people don't either choose not to believe or genuinely don't believe that there are people who like railway tours. There are enthusiasts from all over the world who like to see different types of railway.
Oh, there are. And two of the biggest programmes on television at the moment are about the railways of the UK and of Australia at the moment.
All right, Vernon, thanks for calling us.
All right. Cheers for now.
Thank you. Di just said, I've had the Amazon call. As soon as they said Amazon, I hung up. Well done as well. And Dina said, I put the phone down on them as well. Another scam to beware, says Pete. I had a call yesterday from an efficient sounding gentleman to remind me it was time to renew our kitchen appliance insurance. I said, we don't pay insurance. He insisted we did. I asked him for more details and suddenly he hung up, says Postman Pete. That's the situation. It's coming up to Christmas time. Even the scammers have to buy turkeys, you know. A message in from Dwight, who just said, what's the situation regarding the MLC nominations? David Ashford's nominated Craig Brown. Tim Glover's nominated Diane Kelsey. Alex Allinson has nominated Corelli Bentham. Chris Thomas has nominated Paul Crane. Daphne Kane nominated Bill Shimmins at the moment. So we have five nominations for the two vacancies. The place is vacated by KLB and JPW. So it could be Craig Brown, Diane Kelsey, Corelli Bentham, Paul Crane, and Bill Shimmins. But more to come probably. And that's it for Man in Line today. Thanks for your interest. Thanks for your company. Thanks to Barry Redfern producing. Man in Line returns tomorrow at high noon. You.